on AM 1230 Quix and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Touchdown, Spartans!
We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for Moberly Spartan football on Quix.
Hello and welcome to Hawthorne Heights. It is the regular season finale and a matchup of North Central Missouri Conference rivals as the Mexico Bulldogs on senior night host the Moberly Spartans. I'm Brad Boyer. Eric Duick goes alongside Mark Carter back at 300 West Reed is producing the broadcast tonight, and we're so glad that you have joined us. The Moberly Spartans looking to wash out a bad taste of 2 weeks, and especially last week, a lot of things that have been talked about and digested from the Kirksville loss. I don't think we have to go into too much more of that. Certainly not only the loss on the field, loss of a key player with an ejection, loss of some discipline and control on some of the players' part resulted in a number of penalties. Eric, we've kind of been somewhat in tune with what has gone on behind the scenes. Suffice it to say that Cody McDowell has a handle on the situation. I think many people have seen the letter that he sent out, and I think he's just ready to get his team back on the gridiron playing football.
Yeah, he absolutely is. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of running, surely, on the practice field this week. He made it clear in the pregame interview that you'll hear momentarily that it was by no means an easy week for his players, and that he likes the way they've responded. So let's see what you got tonight. Let's not forget how much season is still ahead. For all that has transpired, you've still got a Week 9 game against a rival win, and you have the top seed in the district. And we saw what happened last year when Moberly had 3 home games in district play. So the entire season and what Moberly has worked for all year long is still in front of it. Now it's about responding. And for all of the talk about what happened on the field, this and that, let's also not forget that Moberly's down a few guys tonight as far as health and the ejection. So I'm curious to see what comes of this Moberly defense tonight, because this is important as far as getting ready for your next couple of tests. No Jared Heron and no Melvin Edwards, and that's not put a Band-Aid on it and be okay. Melvin Edwards had a team-high 11 tackles for loss. Jared Heron was second on the team in tackles at the time of his injury. Those guys, as far as we understand, will not be coming back barring some monumental kind of run or a monumental recovery on their part. So because of that, we got to see what they've got on the defensive end.
And Chance Richards, concussion.
Right. So he'll at least be back next week, but for tonight,
but for tonight, and that's a two-way player, so you lose on both sides of the football. But I think no doubt defensively is where the biggest concern is. You take 4 key contributors out of your starting lineup on defense, 3 by injury, and then Jackson Miller, your leading tackler, will not play via an ejection. You have to miss the next game by mission rule. So 4 out of your starting lineup, 4 players, Eric, that are in the box on defense against a team that runs the football in Mexico.
Yeah, and you've always told me, Brad, Mexico will not be afraid of Moberly. Now, Moberly's strength is on its offensive line, so that may bode well for Moberly against a young Mexico front, but flipping the script as far as the Moberly front 7 against the offensive line and running game, it comes at you fast. It's not a traditional type of offense to play, and Moberly has struggled at times in run defense. They've had periods where they've been just so immensely dominant defensively, but then, albeit Smith Cotton and Hannibal are at a different level than Mexico, to be clear, Moberly has at times struggled in games like that when the opponent just wants to run it down your throat, play in and play out. So we got to see how the Spartans respond to that, especially to some of the younger guys who aren't used to seeing that attack.
All right, both teams 5-3 overall, both teams 2-2 in the conference, both teams beat Marshall and Fulton, both teams lost to Hannibal and Kirksville. So everything about even up there. The other similarity is this year they're both in the same class and they're in the same district, and that's the other thing we should point out as a storyline here tonight. Moberly has been secure in that number one spot in the district, but as our number cruncher JB went to work this week, if you take a 13-point loss, then there becomes a real question as to where you land in the district in Southern Boone and Winfield, and even Mexico could come into play.
Yeah, I like to joke that it's kind of like the old BCS because it's just so hard to follow with the points. But fact of the matter is, it's not too hard to see that Southern Boone plays a 6-win team and that Winfield plays a 7-win team. So if the 2 and 3 seeds were to get wins, I think Moberly's got to win just period to be the top seed. Now, if you start losing by 13, then you might really take a jump down and you might only get one home game. You know, so I think you just got to come out here and win period. You don't want to be going into districts with a 3-game backslide. And you want to, you mentioned they're both 2 and 2 in conference, and that was one thing that jumped out to me, is that you're the reigning conference champs. You want to finish above 500 in conference play.
All right, that is your scene setter from Mexico High School. The senior parents are down on the field now with their band members, the cheerleaders, and the senior football players here on a fall crisp-like night, but certainly not unpleasant for football here tonight. It's Moberly in Mexico leading into district play. When we continue, Eric has a visit with both coaches. You're listening to NCMC Football on Quicks Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
We're joined pregame by Mexico head football coach Steve Hague ahead of a home game against the Moberly Spartans, two teams also in the same district. Been a bit of an up and down year for your boys, graduated a lot of guys at key positions. Where are you overall as a football team as you head into the final week of the regular season?
I think we're getting better as a football team. You know, that's what you want to see going into week 9 and heading into districts. You know, the one thing that we've always focused on since the beginning that we worried about was our physicality, and I think that's improved. We just need to make sure that we do it against a quality opponent, and Moberly's, you know, a quality opponent on our schedule and in our conference, and we know that they're going to be ready to go, and we have to be ready to be physical and play try to play mistake-free football.
With 28-plus points scored in 3 of your last 4 games, in what ways have you started to gel offensively?
Well, I think the biggest thing offensively, it starts with our option game. And Ty Prince, our quarterback, has done just a great job of reading it and being able to distribute the ball among our running backs. You know, the first thing he gets to turn to is Dylan Nichols, our fullback, who hits the ball probably hits the hole as hard as probably anybody. And then you have Jayshon with his speed and Tyler Talley, who's a very physical runner. And anytime you can get those guys going downhill, you know, they can make things happen. And we just need to get them out into space and allow them to develop and just keep pounding away and chipping away at the yardage like we have. And we feel we can have success.
We're talking to Mexico head football coach Steve Hague pregame. Your teams have always been physical up front. Moberly's got a lot of size as well. How would you evaluate that matchup at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football?
Well, it's going to be a test for us. They're probably the second best offensive line we're going to face and defensive line. And I feel we have some guys that can compete. They're going to get tested, and we talked about that this week. And we just got to be really good within our assignments. We know some of those guys will need to be double teamed, and we've been blessed that we've been able to single block some people and work that way, but it's not going to be that case. We're going to have to stay on our doubles, and their linebackers run really well to the football. We've got to be able to cut them off, and you know, that's all part of just being able to you know, set up different plays and make them hopefully get their defense thinking a little bit, because that will help us. And it's just going to be a four-quarter dogfight for us, and we're just going to have to try to get it done the best we can in the trenches.
With the exception of the Kirksville game, some low numbers for your opponents the last half of the season. What has your group done defensively of late?
Well, I thought that we it's almost like we've tried to get a feel for people, and then all of a sudden we come out in the second half and we do well. I think two games we allowed two touchdowns and then shut them out in the second half. And we need to get off to a quicker start. I think our young linebackers just take a little time to get a feel for what teams are doing. We just need to get them going a little bit faster and get them going downhill as well and making tackles and not worry about making mistakes. But you just get better. When you have guys that haven't played a lot of varsity football, the more snaps they get, the better they'll get, and the more experience, and that's what you want to see. And so hopefully that transfers into week 9 and district play as well.
We're talking to Mexico head football coach Steve Haig pregame. Lastly for you, whether it's last year's nail biter, just the rivalry aspect, or getting ready for districts, or all of the above, what's the mentality for your Bulldogs this week?
You know, our mentality is probably the same all the time. It's about taking care of ourselves. If we play Mexico football and we play mistake-free football, I feel that we can be in a lot of games, and that's always my mentality. My kids have kind of developed that culture of we run the football and we're physical, and I think that helps us also defensively. And so, you know, as we look at Moberly's turned into being a rivalry probably in the last 20 years since I've been here. And so it doesn't take a lot for our kids to get fired up. I know their kids will be fired up. I know our kids will be ready to play. They're always a hard-hitting quality opponent, and they're well-coached. And our kids know that. And so when you play good teams, you got to play mistake-free football. And so that's our mentality going into it, is we take care of the ball. We do what we do, and just go out there and play hard and see how the chips fall.
Mexico hosts Moberly on Quicks. He is Bulldogs head football coach Steve Haig. We appreciate your time. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home.
It means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you. So together, we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time of year again, football season. Now is the time to get the oil changed and have the air filters, antifreeze, and tires checked for trouble-free travel this year as you head to all the high school or college football games. At CNR Automotive and Transmission, you can trust their certified technicians to make sure your car, truck, or van is ready for all of those road trips this school year. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, they fix everything.
We're joined by Moberly head football coach Cody McDowell ahead of the final regular season game at Rival Mexico with the Spartans at 5-3 on the season now. Wouldn't bring this up, but since it's kind of gone over the web a little bit, what's your message been to your players, the Spartan fan base, parents, just everybody invested in Moberly football this week?
Well, I mean, I think we've got a lot to prove. I think we've got a lot of people that saw a pretty bad version of us in some certain situations, and that's not us. And I think we've made that clear this week. And so we've put it behind us, and we're ready to go.
How have you seen your guys respond on the practice field this week?
Oh, good. I mean, it's obviously been a pretty rough week. We're a little banged up, but probably pretty normal for this time of year. So we've had to have some guys step up, you know, attitude-wise, leadership-wise, and just kind of from the physical standpoint, filling in and taking some spots that maybe they didn't think they were going to get. So it's kind of the next man up mentality right now, and we've had some guys really respond.
We're talking to Moberly head football coach Cody McDowell pregame. It's been a physical couple of weeks for your Spartans. When you look back at the film of the last two games, what are some things you're working to get corrected as far as on the field is concerned?
Oh, just not making mistakes. Obviously, defensively, we need to get off the field, and that's some things we've struggled to do the last 2 weeks on third down, and then last week, you know, struggling to get off on fourth down. Just being opportunistic and making plays at the right time. Offensively, kind of the same thing. I felt like we played pretty well offensively. We've dug ourselves in holes, and that's not really who we are. It's not really how we're built offensively to I don't really know if anybody's built offensively to respond to a first and 20 or, you know, even first and 15. It's just we've put ourselves behind the sticks and we've got ourselves in bad situations. And even though overall you can look at it and say we played pretty well offensively, we don't have a lot to show for it. Obviously, we've lost the last 2 weeks, and we're all frustrated about it. And I mean, we just went back to work and tried to get it fixed.
Mobley head coach Cody McDowell with us pregame ahead of a Week 9 matchup at Mexico. So back-to-back losses, arrival in the final game of the regular season. How important is this contest for your Spartans?
Well, it's just an opportunity for us to get back out there and play. I think we're ready for it. Obviously, like I said, it's been kind of a tough week. Our kids have responded well, and that's kind of what I've been most proud of. They've responded. We've identified some problems and some areas we needed to fix. And hopefully we tidy that up, and, you know, it shows Friday night.
What have you seen from the Mexico Bulldogs on film?
Similar to us offensively. You know, their ground game is kind of what they like to hang their hat on. They like to put physical up front and try and run the ball. Defensively, they've been pretty opportunistic and play pretty well. And steady improvement throughout the season is probably what I noticed the most from them. They'll be sound, they'll be ready, and it'll be a tough match.
What stands out about their first-year starter, a sophomore at quarterback?
Well, I'd seen him before. Obviously, we'd seen him on some lower level and knew he was talented. And he fits their scheme and does a good job running their scheme and kind of does a good job playing within their system. So when you got a kid like that, he's obviously kind of lethal just because he knows how to run their scheme and fits it well. So it's not type of, you know, we're not trying to stick a kid in there that doesn't belong or they're trying to make another kid or another position work. It's a kid that's kind of fits their scheme and does what they do. So, you know, we've got to be ready defensively.
I know one guy you'd been impressed with in the past, just like any NCMC coach, Therese Aaron. How different is Mexico up front defensively without Aaron on the line?
Well, I think anytime you lose an impact player like that, you're going to take a step back. And they have a little bit, but it wasn't just Therese on that side of the ball for them last year or on both sides of the ball. They were athletic and tough and talented in all three levels. You know, they had Grubb at linebacker, they had Holman at safety, and those three, you know, down the middle of the field were as good as anybody we saw all year. And so they've had some holes to fix, you know, just like we did. And that's kind of what you've seen as they've progressed through their season. They've plugged some spots and had some kids step up. And we kind of know how that is. So we'll see how it goes Friday.
Cody McDowell, the fourth-year head coach of the Moberly Spartans ahead of a Week 9 game at Mexico. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Sounds good. Thanks for watching.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles, too.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Hi, friends. This is Dee from Calvert's Auto and Body. Where friends meet by accident, Danny and Drew and the crew would like to be your vehicle's one-stop shop. So if your vehicle needs some attention, from general mechanical to collision repair, stop by 101 East Carpenter in Moberly or call 263-3233 for an appointment. We offer free pickup and delivery locally. This is where friends meet by accident.
partner at Mexico High School ahead of a rivalry matchup, a couple of 5-3 contests. The broadcast brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair, Mobile Motors, Controlled Air Heating and Cooling, Calvert's Auto and Body, Subway with two locations, all of Mobile, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts, Mexico Public Schools, number 59, both of Mexico. Brad, should be a pretty thrilling contest here, and as we've touched on, a lot on the line tonight, and it'll be intriguing to see how the Mobile defense performs.
Yeah, a bit about the Mexico schedule, their wins over California, Marshall, Clinton, Centralia, and Fulton last week, 49-14. Their losses to Southern Boone, who, by the way, is second in the district, and also losses to Hannibal and Kirksville. Steve Haig is about to become the dean of the North Central Missouri Conference coaches with Mark St. Clair in his last year. Haig will be wrapping up his fifth season here this year, and I was trying to think today, everybody else is behind him next year, assuming he'll be back on the sideline next year. 39 wins, 15 losses. Cody McDowell, his fourth year at Mobile, 23 wins and 19 losses. As the Spartans head out to midfield with their Spartan flag and the American flag, here's the visiting team wearing their white tops, blue numbers, blue pants, white helmets. The Bulldogs at home wearing their red tops, gray pants, white numerals, and the silver helmets. We will kick it off from Hawthorne Heights in 1 minute.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District Number 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District Number 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, a full-service parts provider, has been the place to go for people in and around Audrain County for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts has you covered for anything from oil changes, airbags, shocks, engine work, ABS brakes and drums, to even trailer problems. You can depend on Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts in Mexico, as others have, for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts is a proud supporter of the Mexico Bulldogs.
So what's going to happen with the Mobile starters, you ask? Well, stay tuned.
We've got our program ready.
The word is defensive ends, you know, Melvin Edwards out with the injury, chance Richards with the concussion, Jarrett Kinder and Andrew Huff will get the start. Huff will slide over from inside. He'll be a defensive end. Looks like Camden Stewart will take the middle linebacker spot. Jackson Miller, again, was a player that was ejected in the game last week. He was by far not the only one that was vocal in their displeasure over that late to call, but he was the one tagged with the ejection, so he will have to sit one game. Camden Stewart will get the start there. We anticipate Hunter Martin will take, again, Jared Heron's place at the Dollars spot. So it's a fluid rotation as far as the Mobile defense. Certainly less changes on the offensive side of the ball. The only change we anticipate, we'll see more of Jarrett Kinder in the backfield.
For sure. And just to put what you just said into perspective, first-team all-conference Chance Richards, 11 tackles for loss, Melvin Edwards, Jared Heron, your second-leading tackler at the time of injury, and Jackson Miller, still your leading tackler. Just think about that. It's not just four guys. It's four guys who have been highly productive. So it'll be a pretty fascinating defensive showing for the Spartans. A win, and you are the top seed in the district.
The Spartans have won the toss. They will defer to the second half. So let's take a look at Mexico's offense. And Eric, you have done the research with these coaches this week. Just take us through some of the skill positions. We're going to hear names on the Mexico side.
Yeah, expect to hear a lot of Dylan Nichols. He averages 101 yards per game. He's gone for 100-plus on five occasions this year. He's the bruiser. Then you've got Tyler Talley, who's a bit versatile, kind of like the Landon Graves of their backfield in the run and catch variety. And then Jay Sean White's the speedster of those three backs. They've got a couple of underclassmen, though, who they are really excited about. Dante Billups is a backup fullback, and then Isaiah Reams and Michael White. Now, Ty Print, that's a new name at the quarterback position, just a sophomore. He leapfrogged their previous backup quarterback, who's a returning player in Zach Watkins. And then if they had to throw it, Keon Mahaney would oftentimes be the target.
We talked about Mobley losses coming into this week. Mexico had three tremendous losses coming into the season. All three are playing, are competing at the collegiate level. Therese Aaron wrestling in Northern Illinois. Jonathan Grubb, who was a quarterback, scored a touchdown last year in this game. He is at Westminster College and getting some playing time on special teams. And Cameron Holman, outstanding running back, defensive back, is at Lindenwood Division II program. So they had some big holes to fill in the offseason. Ethan Vandal ready to kick it off as Jayshon White is back deep
clock
for Mexico.
Running. Now they're back at 12 minutes on the clock.
And Tyler Talley is back deep as well. Enjoy the Spartans and Bulldogs on Quicks, KWIX, and CentralMoInfo.com. It'll be White, bobbles it at the 15, fakes the reverse. We've seen the Bulldogs do that before, and it was well scouted as he's racked up at the 20-yard line. It was Curtis Walter that made the initial hit. We see that, I think, every year from Mexico. They fake the reverse on the kick return, and Steve Haig right up to it. Steve, I went down before the game. I said, man, what are you doing teaching aerobics here in Mexico? Big fellas lost some weight. Looking good down there. 21-yard line officially is where the drive will start. Ty Prince, their quarterback, a sophomore. He's run for 127. As Eric noted, going back to last year, looking at Jonathan Grubb's numbers, that is a far drop off. It's a familiar set with the one back behind the quarterback and the two wing backs. And there's a quarterback stuffed after a short game by Will Smothers. Will may be a player, Eric, too, that has been deeper in the defensive backfield that may be playing up a little tighter.
Right, and not only because of the loss of some bodies, but also it just fits what Mexico does stylistically to get some of those defenders up closer to the line of scrimmage. And Smothers had some good size and tackling ability.
So a gain of a two. Interesting. Mexico was down markers electronic across the way. I think that's the first time I've seen that. Here is Nichols trying to roll off tacklers and is stopped at the 27-yard line. And it looked like that was Andrew Huff who made the tackle. You ever seen the electronic down markers?
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not.
How about that? High tech. We haven't even seen it on the college trail.
Yeah.
Football's at the 28-yard line, third down and four. First series of the game, Nichols directly behind the back. And then you got Talley and White offset as the wingbacks. They'll bring those wingbacks in motion, and they'll option with it, pitch it off to Talley, and he's going to dive ahead for a first down, getting out of bounds. Trying to give you that visual of what you're seeing on the field. You got the two wingbacks, and so Talley comes in motion. You fake it to your running back right behind you, and then the quarterback options with the motion man. First down to the 35-yard line.
Freshman Isaiah Reams in for the first time tonight. Just 5'7", but he had a 107 and a touchdown last week rushing. That's season high.
Talley, 367 yards rushing. Jayshon White, 257. Balanced running attack as they give it off to the aforementioned Reams, as Eric pointed out, and he's dropped for a loss. Huff got through there. Again, he's playing the end spot with the two ends out, and also Landon Graves back in the backfield as well. Loss of two.
They've got a sophomore fullback as well. Haven't seen him yet, but Dante Billups, a name we might hear a few times tonight. He's got touchdowns in each of the last 2 weeks. Then they've got a Michael White, who's a freshman, who's also had eight carries this year. So they're excited about their young guy.
Not the down and distance Mexico favors. Second down and 12. Drop off a quick pass. That one actually behind the line of scrimmage. Jayshon White accelerates, but is tackled by Tashawn Davis. And a pickup of 4 yards, maybe five, third down and long, 9:50 to play first quarter.
That's a play that Mobley got gashed on a couple of times against Mexico late in the game last season, those just quick passes to Cameron Holman from that wingback spot. And in this case, it's just White filling that role.
In fact, an 8-yard touchdown with 1:14 to go. Yep. They could have tied the game except a bad snap on the extra point. Mobley survived 21-20. Third down and eight. Under center is the quarterback, Prince. He's going to option near side, and he's gobbled up. He throws a wild pitch onto the ground. Reams hops on it before a Spartan can. And who was in the backfield for Moberly? Was that Graves? I think it was. Landon Graves in the backfield twice on that series of downs. That errant pitch covered up all the way back at the 29-yard line. So that's a loss of 10, and the Bulldogs will have to punt. Dylan Nichols, their running back, is also their punter. Cameron Lowry back at his own 35-yard line. Snap is good. No pressure. Lifts a knuckleball, and it hits at the 41. A one-hopper. Lowry lets it go. He faked it as if he was going to try to catch it, and it's touchdown at the 32 with 8:40 to play in the first quarter. The Spartan defense, riddled by injuries, gets a stop and gets their offense on the field.
One thing that came into play there was Mexico playing behind the chains. That's what Cody McDowell talked about in the pregame on his end of things. You can't have those motion false start variety of penalties that Moberly had the last couple weeks because they're pretty ground and pound themselves. They want to stay ahead of the chain.
Our opening kickoff was brought to you by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. Opening snap, and it is a keeper by Stone King right up the middle with space, and he is going to go. First play from scrimmage for Moberly. Touchdown, Dominic Stone King. 68-yard run right up the middle untouched on the read option. One play, one score. Moberly on top on the road. Well, the Bulldogs were taking a peek in the backfield looking at the running back that time, and it opened up big time for Stone King. His third rushing touchdown of the season. The left-footed hopper drains the extra point. 7-0 Moberly, 8:28 to play, first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to the Subways in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs, like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. Or try one of their satisfying wraps filled with turkey, bacon, and guacamole. Soup is back. And don't forget, November 3rd is National BOGO Day. For more details and great subs, go to your locally owned and operated Subways of Moberly. Subway, every day. Value all day, every day. Subways and Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Well, Eric, a real breakdown on the Bulldog defense first play.
Yeah, Stone King flashes the speed. That's the most open lane he's gotten all year.
Jayshon White, line drive, drops it on the ground, picks it up. Forget the reverse. He's just got to scramble. He's trying to reverse field. A big block opens up a little bit of an alley, and then he is flung down hard by Snell, I believe Zach Snell, special team stop for the Spartans. 68 yards, Dominic Stone King. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, that middle open wide. I mean, the whole Bulldog defense was going with the motion of the running back.
Andrew Huff will line up here at end. That was something we mentioned as a possibility in the pregame. Kinder's at the other end, Price inside along with Webb.
All right, first down running play, and the motion is Tally. Give it no, it's an option play. Pitch it off to Tally late. Nicely done by Prince. First down. Drug down from behind, 43-yard line by Graves. Well done by Ty Prince running the option there. What did Steve Haig tell you this week about the development of his sophomore quarterback?
They love that they get him for 3 years, and they say he won't make the same mistake twice. He might make some, but he won't make it twice, and they're really pleased with the amount of weight that he added in the offseason as well. Athletic kid.
We'll give Tally 15 yards, first down and 10. Spartans will bring Graves to the line of scrimmage, hand it off on a counter play, a trap play to the wing back, and that's another feature of this Mexico Bulldog running attack, and it's a first down 10 yards for Jayshon White. That quarterback, oftentimes on that wing back, if you will, trap play, will do a reverse pivot, kind of get that defense thinking he's going to hand one way, he's going to reverse pivot, and it's an inside handoff to that wing back with a lineman slapping down a trap play, a kickout block, and it's a 10-yard pickup into Spartan territory, the 48-yard line. Everybody stationary here, option play, and the quarterback keeper to the 45-yard line. Kinder over there to shut it. Noah's Graves again on the tackle. He's been in a lot of stops. We thought he would be tonight.
Mexico has rotated quite a bit in the early going as White comes in here right on cue, and Reams leaves. White is a guy who's got elite type of athleticism, a likely college track athlete, so a little bit surprised to see him get as many breathers as he has in the early going.
Second down and 7, Moberly 45-yard line. Bulldogs trying to respond from that haymaker the Spartans just threw. Here's a late pitch. Well done again. And Talley rips up the sideline for a first down to the Moberly 35, 36-yard line. So a gain of 9 yards. Talley benefiting from some well-timed pitches made by quarterback Prince.
Yeah, he's really reading those well, and he's been converged upon, but just getting that football off at the last moment. Good execution.
So Talley at the left wing back spot, Reams at the right wing back, Nichols directly behind the quarterback, Prince. Looked like there was movement. Indeed, there was. Flag does finally come. And it'll be a full start on Mexico.
And that's what they can't have. They've been having these positive plays, kind of stacking them up on top of each other. Now you go backwards. And quite obviously, they don't have the passing game to make up for that oftentimes.
Cameron Holman and Lindenwood, 800-plus yards rushing.
And a receiving threat, too. He had 12 rushing touchdowns, 7 receiving touchdowns, 800 rushing yards, 300 receiving yards. So versatile and multiple.
Dogs get in the flex bone. Motion man, this is blown dead again.
I didn't see a flag, though.
I think we had a timeout maybe on the near sideline. So Mexico burns a timeout. 5:50 to play first quarter. Moberly up 7-0. We'll return in 1 minute.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Throwback pass on a screen to Talley. Works well for the Bulldogs out of the timeout. As Prince rolled to his right, then threw back to Talley, who had open field to work with. Able to juke a would-be tackler to the 30-yard line. A pickup of 12 on the screen pass.
Beautifully designed.
Tyler Talley putting his stamp on this game early for Mexico. Second down and 4. And there's a flag.
I love the vantage point we suddenly had now. Obviously, the Spartans would rather they have some more successes. Mexico's going to back up here, but at least we're now nice and in line with this option offense. A little easier to read from our seats.
5-yard penalty again on Mexico. Too quick off the football.
Great play they had to overcome that first penalty, but now they're backed up at 2nd and 9 in what's been a phenomenal drive, but that's the second time they've hurt themselves. And again, they've got some youth in this offense.
There's a lot of timing involved in this flexbone offense. You got a motion man. Everything's got to be crisply executed. Here's a straight drop by Prince, dumps it off to White, and he goes down. Cameron Lowry, the ankle biter there, took enough of the ankles out from White as he stumbled and fell after a 1-yard game, actually a 1-yard loss, as that pass was deep in the backfield, and Lowry gets a tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, phenomenal open field tackle. That's really just a glorified run for Mexico. They're basically just getting their best athlete in space and finding a different way to give him the ball as White checks out, Reams comes in. Big third down play here. because if they can get it to fourth and medium or so, they'd likely go for it, being down 7-0 and have already received the football first.
4:16 to play first quarter. Spartans up 7-0 on a 68-yard run by Dom Stone King. Here's a toss sweep to Nichols to the short side of the field, and multiple Spartans over there. Braves, one of the tacklers. Also Cameron Price over there. Will Smothers came in. There was a whole bunch of Spartans that was run to the short side of the field, and that was one play with two in mind, as the Bulldogs are going to go for it at the Spartan 33-yard line, needs seven. Single receiver to the right side. In motion, Talley. Handed off on a counter play. The Spartans have Jay Sean White stopped after a one-yard gain. Tyler Webb plugged up the middle, and the Bulldogs turn it over on downs. I know this is not a down-the-field passing type offense, but maybe a little bit of a curious conservative call on fourth and seven. The Spartans had that area all walled off that time.
Yeah, particularly just the fact that it was right up the middle, and that's where Moberly has the advantage, not getting it out onto the perimeter and making the linebackers make a play.
Two backs in the backfield and the pistol for the Spartans from the 32. And Stone King dropped the football, and he had something working if he could have got the ball to Walter.
And those are exactly the plays, and I know it's obvious to say that you don't want the ball hitting the ground, but my bigger point is just that second and 15, second and 16 type of scenario is exactly what Cody was saying in the pregame when he said we're not built for that situation. And he said, I don't know that any offense is.
There are times with Dominic as a sophomore that his hands are small, and you see it right there, just not able to really palm, you know, just squirt it out of his hands. Couldn't execute that handoff. He did on this one, though. Graves trying to power through traffic and is wrapped up and brought down near the 30-yard line. Mexico runs a 4-3 defense, classic 4-3 with four defensive backs. The one thing they don't have in the middle, such a rock in the middle of their defense, Therese Aaron. You know, whether he made tackles or not, he was just not movable in the middle of that defense, middle of the field. Graves picks up three. Third down and 13. Lowry in motion. There will go opposite of Lowry on an option keeper. Stone King tucks it up along the hash marks and is brought down on a good one-on-one tackle by his opposite number, Ty Prince. And it'll be fourth down and about five, and the Spartans will have to punt.
And they did a phenomenal job of playing that inside for Prince to come up and make the tackle. That was beautifully read on what was a nice misdirection play out of the Spartans. They sent Lowry right to left and then optioned it left to right. Really good design out of the fourth-year head coach, Cody McDowell.
So Stone King will punt, and the Bulldogs don't drop anyone back. So this one, if it gets a Spartan roll, will roll. Now it checks up. And Walter will down it at about the 32-yard line. With 1:32 to play, Spartans scored on their first play from scrimmage, a 68-yard touchdown run by Dominic Stone King. And that is the only score so far in this game, 7-0. This will be the third offensive possession for the Bulldogs.
And by no means insignificant, you mentioned it in the Hannibal game, Stone King's punts have gotten a lot better since the first half of the season, being able to flip the field.
Both teams going for their sixth win of the regular season here tonight before district play. Here's an option play. They go after the quarterback, and the pitch is made to Talley, and he is ushered out of bounds, but not before a plus play on first down for this Bulldog offense. Clayton Briscoe's in there at cornerback now for the Spartans, a junior.
Best starting field position of the day for the Bulldogs.
Gain of 8 for Talley. 4 carries, 39 yards. He's been the bulk of their offense. Also caught a pass out of the backfield for 12.
Not sure why the game clock's not running.
Second and 2. And here's a counter play, and Talley is stood up and driven back close to first down yardage, and they're going to give it to him, the necessary forward progress.
Enough for a Bulldog first down.
And that was the right read on that far side. Chris Ball's our linesman tonight, and I think Tally definitely had the necessary yardage before he got bullied back by a big Moberly front.
So Webb and Price in the middle of the Spartan defense with Huff and Kinder on the end. Camden Stewart in the linebacker spot with Landon Graves. Will Smothers is up there, closer to the line of scrimmage. First and 10. Handed off to Nichols. He hasn't had many carries tonight, and he picks up little yardage there as he's tackled by Price.
That appeared to be a very traditional give. You know, sometimes, and it's impossible for us to say not being in the huddle, sometimes there's a lot of reading going on. Other times they might just say, here's your predetermined read, particularly with a young quarterback. That might have been predetermined, just get Nichols the ball up the gut there.
2 yards for Nichols. Here's a toss back to White, looking for a cutback lane. It's not there. Wrapped up, Huff has got him. Smothers on support, and a gain of 1. That was well defended by Moberly. The run defense wasn't the problem last week in Kirksville. They only gave up 30 yards on the ground. It was through the air. Paxton Dempsey, 245 yards passing by the Spartans count, and that's the end of the first quarter. Stone King, 68-yard run on the opening play as Moberly up 7-0. We'll return for second quarter action in 1 minute on KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Third down pass play complete. Tackle made by Briscoe, and the spot is going to be key. The completion to Reams, and it's going to be fourth down and short. Oh, they're going to go ahead and say first down.
That one was pretty bang-bang. I'm surprised they didn't measure that, but good execution.
First down, Tally in motion, and the Spartans jump. The one thing you can't do as a defensive lineman with this motion, Eric, is watch. Keep it in that wingback's going to bring you out of your stance if you're not careful.
Yeah, I thought the previous play actually might have also been offsides, but they let the play run through. This one gets called.
So it's first down and 5 now. That is ideal for Mexico. Jesse Fittewald in at a receiver spot, and Mahaney's in the slot now. Here's a fake and an option play. Prince tosses it back. Reams trying to get to the edge is drugged down by a couple of Spartans. Briscoe came up hard from his cornerback spot, and Graves was over there again.
I do like the way that Ty Prince has run the option so far tonight, Brad. His pitches have been very on target. It's paramount that you lead your back on your pitches if you want to maximize each play. And so far, he's been on the money. He's not bobbling it on his fakes. He's been reliable in the early going.
Haney comes wide to the right side. They'll keep it on the ground, searching for room in the middle of the pack is Tally. He's going to have a first down. Good surge by that Mexico offensive line before he was driven back. Up front, Richard Williams, 252-pound center. Their guards, Tristan Dunlap, 277, and Hayden Maddox, 218. The tackles, Mason Templeton, son of the superintendent, 210. And the biggest hoss up front is Maverick Sadler, junior, 6'2", 290.
not only in losing Therese Aaron defensively, he was also a three-year starter on the offensive line, two of those years at the center position.
First down, Bulldogs on the march, 38-yard line, first down pass play. Drop it out of the backfield to Reams. Two Spartans there to knock him down, Graves and Lowry. And that is not going to be any yardage gained on that pass play.
That would make me nervous as all get out if I was on that Mexico sideline right there. It looked to me like that pass was backwards, and they throw so many of these that are basically just glorified run. But your freshman better catch that football if you throw that behind if you throw that in the backward direction.
1 yard gain, 37-yard line. 9:44 to play, first half. Tally in motion. A quick hitter to Nichols, wrapped up, but a forward surge takes Kinder and Nichols ahead. And a pickup of four, third down and five. Jared Kinder with his 32nd tackle of the season.
Yeah, they hit the hole hard there. That was a heck of a tackle there by Kinder to somehow slow that momentum.
Nichols, their leading rusher, hasn't had as many carries tonight. 808 yards coming in, a healthy 5.7 yards per carry average. Prince crouches under center, wants to option. This time they force him to run the football, and he's driven back. So the Spartans took away the pitch that time, and there in the middle, there's Camden Stewart getting the start at middle linebacker for the Spartans. He was right where he needed to be in that gap, and he drives the quarterback Prince backward. The Bulldogs face a fourth down.
He thought he saw a hole emerge between Price and Webb, but Stewart plugged that in a hurry.
Last time the Bulldogs possessed the football, they were stopped in downs about this territory. The Spartan 33. White goes in motion. They fake the toss. Prince rolls out to the near side, drops it off. Wide open receiver off his hands. Tally was wide open at the 20. The pass was a little bit behind him. He tried to one-hand it, and it popped off his mitts incomplete. And the Spartans take over on downs with 8:22 to play in the second.
Those are opportunities you just have to have if you're Mexico here and the underdog at home. I think Price rushed that pass a touch, which he just really didn't need to do.
That one, you could almost feathered it in there.
His fake was so good, he avoided the rusher.
Here's Tone King, fakes it to Graves, gives it off to Walter, sweeping around in, and he was one tackler away from making a house call. Good tackle on the second level by the Bulldogs there, but not before Curtis Walter on his first run of the night. Nets 9 yards.
Mexico has moved the ball offensively, a little bend, don't break. That's an opportunity they'd love to have back, but a big stop for the Spartans. And you said it, they just saved a Curtis Walter home run.
That was just the fifth play of the half for the Spartans. Of course, they scored on the very first play. Second and one, playbook wide open for Stone King and the Spartans. He'll fake the pass outside and run it ahead for a first down to the 46-yard line. Good surge by that Moberly offensive line. Nick Long over the center, returning all conference, leading it right up the gut.
Yeah, that was a design QB draw. You get it. You kind of have that moment of a standstill, let your blocks develop, and then boom.
First down and 10, 46-yard line, 7:19 to play in the half. Stone King will give it off this time to Graves. Breaks through, breaks a tackle into the secondary at the 25. Trying to run away from White at the 10. Breaks a tackle and into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans. Landon Graves with a 54-yard run. He broke tackles at all levels to get to the end zone, was able to elude White inside the 10-yard line on a one-on-one play, and sprints into the end zone. His ninth rushing touchdown of the season to take the team lead in that category. Moberly up 13-0. Extra point by Hopper is punched through the uprights. He's now 28 of 29 on the season. 14-0 Moberly. 7:06 to play in the first half. Back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home. means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you, so together, we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the Spartans have two big plays, and it's a 14-0 lead midway through the second. Here's that fake reverse action, and White will turn on the Jets, reversing field to the near side. Got a holding call, and there's the flag, and the flag, and the flag. That tells you how obvious it was. I could see it, and then three officials rain flags on the play behind White, an obvious holding call. That was right in front of us.
Yeah, that's Dante Billups, the sophomore, that they're pretty excited about. 5'6", 190 is a pretty good frame for a young pup like that. But, yeah, they tagged him with that one. On the other hand, though, just as far as the game itself, I think Mexico's hung pretty well, but the one play there of a fourth and medium where you misfire off that play action, that's all the difference right now, because Mexico would have had first down in the red zone. Next thing you know, three, four plays, and Moberly's in the end zone on a 54-yard score.
So the Spartans have run seven total plays in the first half, and they got 14 points on the board. Bulldogs driven back now after that penalty, starting at their own 12, and the Spartans string out that toss play pretty well, and Huff finishes off the tackle on Dylan Nichols. Boy, Nichols just a great two-way player for this Bulldog team. It seems like Mexico's always got that hard-nosed kid. I remember the Eckern kids rolling through. That'll play it on both sides of the football. Their leading tackler, I believe, on defense in the middle linebacker spot, leading rusher. Picks up three, second down and seven. Prince will drop back to throw it. Here comes a rush, unloads it. 50-50 ball knocked in the air, and on the deflection, Graves lays out, nearly picked it off. The pass was defended by Cameron Lowry, the intended receiver, Michael White.
Yeah, that was a Hail Mary full of grace pass there, just hoping for something good to happen here on the near side numbers. And now this Mexico offense, that really puts you behind the eight ball with third and seven.
They really would rather pass when they want to pass
right,
on a first or a second down type situation, not on a third and seven. Prince crouches under center, and they'll toss it back and sweep it with a lead blocker for Nichols. Well-designed, well-executed first down.
Okay.
Deshaun Davis made the tackle on Nichols as he sprints to the 29-yard line. A toss sweep with a lead blocker, very effective there, 14-yard gain.
That was a monumental first down. If you punt it right there, you're in a lot of trouble because it's Moberly football at midfield with a 14-0 lead.
Richard Williams settles over the football, ready to snap it to Prince. He'll fake it, run the option to the short side of the field, and he's able to slip a tackle and get across the 35-yard line. It was Stewart who had a shot at making the play for about a one-yard gain. Couldn't quite finish off the tackle. Nice job by Prince. Gets to the 35. Gain of six.
And running that play into the boundary, that was a really good decision by Ty Prince not to pitch that football because the separation just wasn't there. There wouldn't have been any room for the back to make a play. Only a bad thing could have happened.
Second and four. Down and distance kind for the Bulldogs here. Here is the give on the counter play to Reams and the Spartans. Stuffed the hole there. It was Cameron Price who led the charge for the Spartans.
It's the plays up the middle that really have not worked because, again, Moberly has the advantage on the inside, which was why I liked the call to Dylan Nichols on third and seven, getting him out in space.
We got a Cameron and a Camden now for the Spartans in the middle of that defense. Camden Stewart tucks into one of the gaps on the line of scrimmage from his linebacker spot. Third down and two, and the Bulldogs will take a timeout. 4:30 to play in the first half. 14-0 Moberly. We're back for this third down play in 1 minute.
Hi, friends. This is Dee from Calvert's Auto and Body. Where friends meet by accident, Danny and Drew and the crew would like to be your vehicle's one-stop shop. So if your vehicle needs some attention, from general mechanical to collision repair, stop by 101 East Carpenter in Moberly or call 263-3233 for an appointment. We offer free pickup and delivery locally. This is where friends meet by accident.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
And as we return to play, Ty Prince with a first down on a 3-yard keeper. Faked it and then followed the running back into the hole. First down, 39-yard line.
That's a big first down with Moberly receiving to open the second half. Now the clock's in Mexico's favor.
Bulldogs got a whole bunch more first downs than the Spartans, but Moberly's got the two big plays, 14-0. Here's a give to Nichols. He is nearly cut down, bounces off another tackler. Really good balance. And finally, finished off by Graves. Number one and number two couldn't get it done. Walter and Lowry both failed to wrap up Nichols, and he picks up 4 hard yards.
You're not kidding. That was exceptional balance because he was already stumbling when he got hit, so he had no power to speak of and just somehow stayed on his feet.
Second and 6. Clock is going to start to become a factor with this run-first offense of Mexico, 3:35 and counting. Might have been a busted play. Nichols trying to turn something into it as he reverses field and is tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Lowry, who didn't miss that time. That'll be a loss of 1.
The handoffs on both of those plays were a little unusual. The last one to Nichols, it was a stretch play. They were doing it on the move, and then that one there, I think Prince might have just lost his footing as much as anything.
I'm thinking he might have turned the wrong way. And whatever it was a busted play. Third down and 7. We're inside 3 minutes to play. Tally in motion. Fake an option with Tally near side, the keeper for Prince, and there's a flag behind the line. It's a first down for the moment, but this doesn't look good for Mexico. Prince got just across midfield, and indeed it is a holding call on the Bulldogs.
Which is quite obviously a killer midfield first down versus now what's going to be third and long for a run first offense.
That's the one thing, and man, it can be a thing of beauty when you're wearing a defense down and you're moving the sticks, but the flip side is if you're not churning out big plays with it, you got to chip away, and you risk the holding penalty, you risk a wide-open pass play that goes errant, you miss a chance there, and all of a sudden you're playing from behind on the scoreboard.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a huge factor in all of high school football as Moberly wisely takes the time out here. The clock would have started after the hold. So they are preserving time for their offense, presuming they get a stop here. But you're absolutely right. Not having that big play ability, it's really hard at the high school level, even collegiately, to not put yourself behind the chains on occasion when you're asking for 80, 85-yard drives out of your offense.
And that's what they've not been able to get is chunk plays. They've been able to get first downs, but they've not been able to get any chunk plays in this offense, and that really forces you to methodically move up. You've got to be error-free. And they've had 2 possessions out of their previous 3 that have been stopped in Moberly territory around the 30-yard line. So they've been able to get into Moberly territory, just not finish off drives. And now a penalty takes them away from midfield, back to their own 35 with 2:47 left, 3rd down and 14. It'll be a pass play for Prince. Throwback play. The Spartans trying to corral the runner to the 40, to the 42. Now they've got him pinned in. 3, 4, 5 Spartans. The ball did pop free late, but the officials are blowing the play dead. Let's see who the receiver was. It was Jesse Finnewald, I believe, on that toss back by Prince. Fourth down and a timeout again taken by Cody McDowell and the Spartans. We'll take it as well. 14-0 Moberly, 2:34 left first half. We'll return in 30 seconds on Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto. For glass, 263-7500.
Bulldogs getting ready to punt, and Lowry will drop back at his own 25. Football at the Mexico 42. Nichols ready to take the snap. It is right in his chest, and he lifts a helicopter punt, and it's going to take a 90-degree turn and go out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So, in essence, that holding penalty is almost like a turnover.
Which I was about to say, actually. On the last drive, the mistakes have just been a lot different this year than they were last year. Last year, it was five fumbles. This time, it's been the penalties.
Boy, you're right.
And the misfire of the pass. By the way, Moberly's four drives have all started at the 32-yard line tonight.
Well, they've hit home runs on two of them. Went three and out on the other. This is one of those games you can toss out time of possession. It is not a relevant stat here in this first half. Here's a jet sweep to Tashawn Davis. Hesitates, and then tries to sprint to the boundary and is one-on-one tackled there by Michael White.
It's a heck of a tackle in space. Moberly trying to change up its looks there given the lack of a passing game and the need to go 68 yards with your time limited.
At a minimum, I think Cody McDowell, even if he doesn't score, will like 14-0.
And getting the football.
You bet. Toby Short to the right side of the field. We've got a receiver to the left. Davis goes in motion. And now an option play. And here is Stone King wrapped up. Breaks one tackle. Then pitches late. Walters dropped the football. It's loose and the Bulldogs have it. Well, that was craziness. And the Bulldogs take over with 1:39 to play. Stone King nearly pulled it off. But it was almost like a bullet pitch that Walters had clang off his shoulder pads. If he fields it cleanly, he might have scored. So there was risk-reward there.
I thought he threw that forward, by the way.
Risk, and that may have been true.
I'm almost positive he threw that, which he wouldn't have been able to do legally there anyway. He had already crossed the line of scrimmage. That was a pretty mind-boggling decision
for
the young quarterback.
So back to the Bulldogs. It's the one thing you couldn't have happened. Set up the Bulldogs with a short field. First down pass play over the middle. And it's incomplete, and here comes a flag. Smothers was in coverage. The intended receiver was Reams, and they're going to call pass interference on the Spartans.
It looked like two guys just go in for the football, so I don't know if he maybe had grabbed him earlier in the play. I thought Stone King was holding that ball a little loose and somehow managed to break the first and second tackle, but then that's such a good learning lesson for a young quarterback. He said, Coach, we'll let him know not to do that again. That'll give him a...
One thing you want to do is get to the locker room 14-0 if you can.
And how about Steve Hay calling the shot play right off of that?
Yeah, well, you see that off a turnover a lot of times. But it should be pointed out, Mexico did a really good job defending both options to the option there. Stone King didn't have a pitch option, didn't really have an alley to run. Here is another pass play. Prince going deep over the middle. It is hauled in near the goal line. And touchdown, Bulldogs. Keon Mahaney broke free behind the defense inside the 5-yard line, and Prince found him a 27-yard touchdown pass. And so the turnover turns into points, and the Bulldogs are on the board with 1:26 to play in the half.
7-for-7 last week was Gilmore. Spartans fans will remember the last extra point Mexico kicked against Moberly in this rivalry. It resulted in a conference title for the Spartans.
Place down, and this time the kick is right through the uprights. 14-7. Moberly with 1:26 to play in the first half. We'll keep it right here. End of the first half situation the last 2 weeks. biting the Spartans.
Good call.
Might have been the game last week, 17-0. Two costly turnovers in the last 2 minutes of the half, and Kirksville got back in the game.
By the way, and we might need to expand on this at halftime or post-play, Moberly is losing the turnover margin this year, plus 20 last year. That was the amazing storyline every week. They won the turnover battle 5-0 in this matchup last year, despite being outgained by almost 100 yards.
Was the difference in the game.
It was the difference in a lot of games. Yeah. That's now minus 2 on the year. 12 takeaways, 14 turnovers.
They're going to keep this one along the ground. It gets a nice hop. Spartans 40, 45, breaking through midfield. On a sprint to the 40, to the 30 is Graves, to the 25-yard line. I check the number, make sure it is Landon Graves. It is. They squibbed that one to the wrong player. One of the more dynamic players for the Spartans, and he got a good hop on this natural grass surface right into the chest. And the Spartans on special teams flip the field, and they've got a chance with 1:18 to play.
Well, with all due respect, you couldn't really script a worse squib kick than that. The one thing you're trying to do is prevent the big return, and all you did was give them a big return there. I'm not sure what the thought process was on that one.
You're also trying to find a bigger player that's less likely to run the football than Landon Graves. He knew what to do with it. 24-yard line of Mexico. Up the middle to Kinder, first carry of the game, and he takes it to the 19-yard line. That big kick return puts every play in the rotation, including a straight give up the middle.
And that's why that was such a killer, because the time is on your side. All you have to do is not give them the ball on the plus side of midfield. I was about to say, I'm a little surprised that's Kinder's first carry, then I realized there just haven't been a lot of plays.
Was that their ninth play of the game, first half? Second and 5. We're down to 49 seconds to play. Fake it. Stone King rolls. Throws for the end zone. Open Lowry. Got it. Touchdown, Spartans. Answer right back in 2 plays. Nice fake by Stone King and Cameron Lowry. Wide open. Front pylon. Far side. 20-yard scoring pass. And the Spartans up 20-7 with 41 seconds to play in the half.
That was beautiful design there as Hopper on for the extra point and able to knock it through, but just a really good fake there. Kind of had everybody fooled. I thought he was about to dump that off short, but then Lowry just emerged there on a corner pattern of sorts, and because of that, it's a 14-point game, and that is a really head-scratching kickoff result out of Mexico.
And that will be the 8th touchdown pass of the season for Stone King. Lowry's 10th catch of the season, 3 of those into the end zone, and a big answer for the Spartans late first half, 21-7. Once again, what have we had? 10 plays, 11 plays run by the Spartans here tonight in the first half. We've got 9, and then we had a couple of team losses, if you will, on a fumble in the backfield. I think it's the 10th play overall. Here is the fake. No, this time they will reverse it on the handoff to Talley. Gets to the far boundary. On a cutback, he slipped down. He had some room. You may have heard the O's from the home crowd below us. They saw the same thing. Talley was about to go into overdrive.
Yeah, I think he's got at least midfield on that if he's able to keep his footing there. But just trying to cut up the middle on what's been a tough year for Missouri football fields, and he lost his balance.
34-yard line, 34 seconds left. Both teams have 1 timeout. JB standing by at the Moberly Motor Sports Desk for our halftime report. The Bulldogs jump. Somebody flinched on the left side. Penalties have been an issue for the Bulldogs in the first half. 5 for 35. Spartans have committed the only turnover of the game. That resulted in 7 Mexico points. The Graves with the big kickoff return on a squibber. Oh, 15 yards to go on first down. It's a pitch late on the option. Some open field to the near side, and then what a tackle by Lowry. Big size disadvantage on Tallery, but wow, Lowry took his legs out from under it.
And that was a stick. We often talk about how much teams haven't been able to take advantage of his lack of verticality in pass coverage. He's just so dominant, but he's a heck of a tackler too in space.
Boy, just so good, just throwing those shoulder pads into the ankles of runners. 5 seconds left. The quarterback goes down, couldn't execute the handoff, and that'll bring us to the end of the first half. Spartans with a big answer. The Bulldogs had gained momentum on a turnover with their first touchdown to cut it to 14-7. And then on a squibber, Landon Graves, big kickoff return. And on two plays, a touchdown pass from Dominic Stone King to Cameron Lowry. And Moberly goes into the locker room leading 21-7. We'll go ahead and take a 90-second timeout, get you back to the studio for a halftime report right after this. You're listening to NCMC Football on Quicks AM and FM at CentralMoInfo.com.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twists, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at dominoes.com.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system, up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
Point run good by Aaron Plum, made it 14-0 Monroe City, and we welcome those of you listening to Halftime on Information Radio Quicks. We'll get you updated on the highlights coming up in just a few moments. We're recapping the Monroe City-Palmyra game on Superstation Crest, 14-0 in the second quarter. Late in the half, however, Palmyra would have an answer.
Alexander on the play fake, now wide open up the middle, Parker LeFou, his first catch of the season, is good enough for 6 points and a Palmyra touchdown.
13-yard pass from Corder Lindbauer to Parker LeFou. The extra point good by Jeremy Alexander. And it's 14-7 Monroe City at the half. That is the score on Superstation Crest. Let's run down the scoreboard real quick, and then we will take a break for both stations, come back and recap the highlights once again. Scores we have around the area. Clarence Cannon Conference, Centralia leading 14-13 over Macon in the second quarter. That's game on Glory 97 at the half. Monroe City leads Palmyra 14-7. Clark County in the second quarter 20-6 over Brookfield. South Shelby 18-0 over Highland in the first quarter. To Lewis and Clark, it is Fayette leading Knox County 12-6. Marceline 7-0 over Harrisburg. Westrand 20-6 over Paris. And the other game tonight, Salisbury and Schuyler County, no score yet. In the EMO, one score reported so far. Second quarter, Mark Twain leading Wright City by a score of 7-0. In the Tri-County, Southern Boone leading Booneville by a score of 12-0. In the second, Blair Oaks 27-0 over California in the second quarter. Eldon leading Osage 7-0 in the second quarter. And those are all the scores that we've got into the newsroom right now. The halftime report is brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We'll be back with more of the halftime report on Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quicks coming up in 60 seconds.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Welcome back to the Halftime Report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Let's get to the updated highlights of Moberly in Mexico on Information Radio Quicks, and we welcome those of you listening to the Halftime Report now on Glory 97 as well. We'll get you to your highlights in just a few moments as we'll start the highlight rundown with the game on Quicks. Brad Boyer, Eric Duick with the call. Moberly at Mexico. It was Moberly striking first.
Opening snap, and it is a keeper by Stone King right up the middle with space, and he is going to go. First play from scrimmage for Moberly. Touchdown, Dominic Stone King. 68-yard run right up the middle untouched on the read option.
Red Boyer with the call there. Hayden Hopper's extra point was good. 7-0 Moberly after one quarter play. Midway through the second, Moberly would extend the lead.
Stone King will give it off this time to Graves. Breaks through. Breaks a tackle into the secondary at the 25. Trying to run away from White at the 10. Breaks a tackle and into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartan.
A 54-yard run by Landon Graves. Hopper's extra point was good. Made it 14-0 Moberly about midway through the second quarter. Scoring wasn't done there. Mexico would finally get on the board with a minute 26 left in the half.
Here is another pass play. Prince going deep over the middle. It is hauled in near the goal line. And touchdown, Bulldogs. Keon Mahaney.
27-yard pass by Ty Prince to Keon Mahaney. Made it 14-7 in favor of Moberly at that point. Extra point was good. And in the last minute of the first half, Moberly had an answer. A 20-yard pass from Dominic Stone King to Cameron Lowry. The extra point good by Hopper. 21-7 the score at the half. That's the game we have for you on Information Radio Quicks. Those of you listening on Glory 97 tonight, Ben Winstein, Cam Thomas with the call of your game. It is Centralia at Macon. Centralia scoring first.
Durant in the gun sends Wheaton in motion to the far side. End around to Wheaton. He has the corner. He turns inside the 20, inside the 15, the 10, 5, middle of the field. Touchdown, McWheaton, a 23-yard run. And Centralia scores first with 9:28 to go in the first quarter.
Luke Hutter's extra point good. 7-0 Centralia. Centralia would stretch the lead midway through the first.
Another end around for Wheaton. Finds the corner. Has space on the far side. 10, 5. Touchdown, Mick Wheaton, his second of the night. This time a 28-yard carry for the senior.
Luke Hutter's extra point good. 14-0 Centralia. Macon would answer before the quarter was out.
Shotgun snap Waller. He runs off tackle left, and he sticks into the end zone for a touchdown. He had the option to pitch it to Edwards, but Waller takes it 1 yard for the score. It's now 14-6. Macon now on the board for the first time with 4:21 to go in the first.
Extra point good by Bradley Butner, 14-7 after one quarter play. Macon would score again early in the second.
Fake the handoff to Mitchell. The pass up the seam. Kendrick Waddle wide open. The play action got the Centralia defense to bite and left Waddle open for the 24-yard touchdown reception. And Macon 1 point away from tying it up with 9:32 to go here in the second quarter.
Extra point, no good, 14-13 in favor of Centralia at the half. And then the game tonight on Superstation Crest, Monroe City at Palomar also playing. Monroe City trying to win at least a share of the Clarence Cannon Conference, and Monroe City got on the board first.
Under center, Hayes with three in the backfield once again. He'll take the snap, and this is going to be a toss one with a full head of steam, and it's no problem for the Crest All-Star as he strikes for a 4-yard touchdown.
2-point run was no good. 6-0 Monroe City. 3 minutes remaining in the first. Second quarter, 4 minutes left. It was Monroe City again.
Hand off to Osborne. Osborne with some speed at right side. Osborne with some speed. Goodbye, Zach Osborne. A vintage touchdown for the Crest All-Star. 41 yards. Monroe City takes a 12-0 lead.
Aaron Plum's 2-point conversion run was good, made it 14-0 Monroe City. Palmyra would answer before the half was out.
Alexander on the play fake. Now wide open up the middle. Parker LeFou, his first catch of the season, is good enough for 6 points and a Palmyra touchdown.
Jeremy Alexander's extra point good. It made it 14-7, and that's the score at the half. The halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Those of you listening on Information Radio Quicks and Glory 97 will be back with a complete look at the area scores coming up in 60 seconds. Those of you on Crest will send it back to your game, Monroe City and Palmyra. We'll get you back out there in just a moment on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly. And you're also listening to Information Radio Quicks, AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, and AM 1230, KWIX Moberly 92.5, KWIX FM Cairo. And those of you on Glory 97, you're listening to KTCM Madison. Those on Glory 97 and Quicks will be back in 60 seconds. Back to your game on Crest coming up next.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to the Subways in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs, like their Chipotle steak sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. Or try one of their satisfying wraps filled with turkey, bacon, and guacamole. Soup is back. And don't forget, November 3rd is National BOGO Day. For more details and great subs, go to your locally owned and operated Subways of Moberly. Subway, everyday value, all day, every day. Subways and Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
'97. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us. One baseball game tonight, Game 6 of the NLCS. The Dodgers leading the Brewers by a score of 1-0. The Dodgers lead that series 3-2. Former Cardinal David Freese starting the game with a leadoff homer for the Dodgers. It is 1-0. In the bottom half of the first inning right now. Take a look at the rest of the scoreboard in the NCMC, Moberly 21-7 over Mexico. That's the game on Quicks. Kirksville in the second quarter leads Marshall by a score of 14-6. In the Clarence Cannon Conference, at the half, Centralia leading Macon 14-13. Monroe City leading Palmyra 14-7. Clark County over Brookfield 20-6. Clark County trying to play their way into what could possibly be a five-way tie. In the Clarence Cannon Conference, they've got Centralia doing what they need to do, but Palmyra not holding up their end of the bargain yet. If Monroe City holds on to win and the other scores stay the same, Monroe City would be the Clarence Cannon Conference champions. South Shelby in the first quarter leading Highland 24-0. In the Lewis and Clark, Fayette 12-6 over Knox County. Marceline 28-0 over Harrisburg in the second. Westrand 35-6 over Paris at the half. In the Emo, Mark Twain 7-0 over Wright City in the second, and South Callaway leads North Callaway 10-6 in the second quarter. In the Tri-County, Southern Boone over Booneville 12-0 in the second. Blair Oaks 27-0 over California in the second quarter. Eldon leads School of the Osage by a score of 7-0. That's also in the second quarter. In the Grand River, it is Gallatin 28-0 over Putnam County in the second quarter, and Trenton leading Maysville 28-14 in the second quarter. Non-conference games in the area, Hannibal in the second quarter leading Battle by a score of 21-14. Scotland County leads Louisiana 24-6. That's in the second quarter. Other area games tonight, ones we're still looking for scores, Salisbury and Schuyler County in the Lewis and Clark. In the Emo, it's Van Park Community versus Bowling Green, Clopton Ellsbury versus Montgomery County. In the Tri-County, it's Hallsville versus Versailles, Grand River Polo versus Milan, Princeton versus South Harrison. In the Midland Empire, Chillicothe versus St. Joe Benton. In the AAA, Father Tolton is at O'Fallon Christian. Non-conference, Rockbridge at Francis Howell. MMA at Fulton. DeSmet at Helias. Hickman at Oak Park. Jeff City is at Rockhurst. Slater's at Stratford. Eight-man football. Missouri School for the Deaf at Wisconsin School for the Deaf. Southwest Livingston taking on Northern Hardin Central. And North Shelby is at Orrick tonight. So those are your scores. We've got a busy day of football coming up for you tomorrow as well, as we will have two college football games for you. It'll be Truman versus Southwest Baptist on Superstation Crest. Brad and Hank will have the call coverage starting at 1:10, kickoff at 2. Memphis at Mizzou will be on QuickSAM and FM tomorrow. Pregame at 1, kickoff at 3. We will also have a Class 1 quarterfinal in softball. It is Pilot Grove at Salisbury. That will be on 99.9. The Captain Ben Stephen will have the call starting at 12:45. Sunday we'll have Chiefs football for you on the Captain. Sunday night football again. They'll host the Cincinnati Bengals. And we will have the pregame at 6, kickoff about 7:20. Sunday night on 99.9 The Captain. That is going to do it for the Halftime Report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We invite you to tune in after the game to Superstation Crest, where I'll have End Zone for you tonight. We'll get you back to your games coming up in just a few moments. Returning to Glory 97 at the half, Centralia leading Macon 14-13. On Quicks, Moberly leads Mexico 21-7. Back to your games next on Quicks and Glory 97.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
This game on Quicks Radio brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, Controlled Air Heating and Cooling, Calvert's Auto and Body, and Subway with two locations all up Moberly, Midmo Truck and Trailer Parts, Mexico Public Schools number 59, both of Mexico, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Shared Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Got some numbers? Real
go
quick.
For it.
All right, Mexico, 108 yards rushing, led by Tyler Talley, 7 carries, 52 yards. Dylan Nichols had 8 for 31. Ty Prince, a quarterback, 7 of 9 passing for 58 yards and the 27-yard touchdown pass to Keon Mahaney. Moberly, 155 yards rushing. Dominic Stone King, 3 carries, 82 yards and a score. Landon Graves, 2 for 57 and a touchdown. And Stone King with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Cam Lowry, 1 of 2 passing. Moberly, just 10 plays in the entire first half. 175 yards total offense. Mexico with 166. Bulldogs had 5 penalties for 35 yards. Moberly had 2 for 20, and the Spartans had the only turnover, and that was such a big score before the half, Eric, not only to answer Mexico, but you get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, that squib kick really haunted Mexico in the locker room. Mexico in its home reds, white numbers, Moberly in its road whites, blue numbers, red trim, and blue pants, a white Spartan helmet. Start of the second half, Moberly leads 21-7, and to receive the football right to left. Gage Gilmore, a black knee brace on the left leg for the Bulldogs. The right-hander, angle near side, onside kick, and Camden Stewart jumps on it for the Spartans at the 49-yard line of Mexico. interesting strategy out of the Bulldogs to open the second half. Not much deception to that one.
Well, maybe worth a try. You know, it was actually, it wasn't fielded totally clean. Looked like maybe it was bobbled a little bit, but got the job done. And take a shot, a little element of surprise. Moberly was on top of it. And they benefit from the field position.
Moberly playing for the top seed in the district. A reigning state quarterfinalist. Football on the near side of the field, 49-yard line. Shotgun snap. Stone King up the middle, 45, 40, sprints, 30. Bounces outside, 20, 15, jukes inside, now shouldered out of bounds on the far side of the field. A 34-yard run for the Moberly sophomore quarterback. He had a 68-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage for the Spartans.
And goes over 100 yards.
A career high in rushing.
On that play.
His previous high, 86 rushing yards in a loss at Hannibal.
Got him for 119, four carries.
First down, Spartans with a 21-7 lead 30 seconds into the second half. Ball on the right hash at the 12-yard line. Stone King out of the gun. Snap. Handoff to the right side. Graves, 10, 5, plows near the goal line. Walks in for his second touchdown of the evening. A 12-yard score to give the senior 10 rushing touchdowns on the year. It is 27-7 Spartans.
Not very good tackling by Mexico. I mean, we've seen that a couple of times. It's one thing to get to the second level, but these guys in the secondary have got to find a way to bring down Graves. That's the second time he's just thrown off a tackler and walked into the end zone. And once again, not very many plays, and you got 28 points on the board for Moberly. I think if there was anybody that was questioning an onside kick, you just saw why. The Bulldogs are having a real hard time stopping Moberly's offense. It was worth a shot, I think, for Steve Haig to try that. It worked. Two plays, Moberly in the end zone.
28-7, Moberly 11-17 to play third quarter. Both these teams 5-3 and 2-2 in conference. Moberly defeated Mexico last year in the regular season finale, 21-20 for an outright NCMC championship. Mexico's lone conference title back in 2004. So now Moberly to kick off right to left from the 40-yard line of the Spartans with Ethan Vandal. The sophomore moved into the district in the middle of last season. The righty boots one middle of the field. And White allows that to skip into the end zone for a touchback. You have to be impressed, Brad, with the Moberly defense tonight without the top tackler due to the ejection last week. No Chance Richards, first team all-conference, out with a concussion, and Jared Heron and Melvin Edwards out for the year. Yet this option-heavy attack from Mexico held in check to this point.
Yeah, they're making them grind out first downs, and they're not giving up chunk plays. They've gotten a couple of stops on downs in their own territory, bent a little bit, but bottom line is keep them out of the end zone.
Prince under center, snap, pitch to the near side. Tally stops and has nowhere to go. Now a late flag comes in. A loss of a couple thanks to the pursuit
I wonder if it's a high tag
of Tyler Webb inside, and that is the case.
Face mask.
The penalty on the Spartans, a face mask, so Mexico this time gets to play ahead of the chain.
Yeah, inadvertent. It is going to be a personal foul because Kinder really played the run well that time, but he just got high on his tackle and got a part of the mask. 15 yards break for the Mexico Bulldogs.
So they're up to the 35-yard line near hash mark left to right.
Much better, though, in the penalty department for Moberly this week.
15 a week ago, just two in the first half tonight. The sophomore Prince under center. Motion left to right. Snap pitch to the near side again. Tally plows to the 38-yard line. Takes a tough hit.
That might have been the best hit Camden Stewart's had all year. That was laying the wood on the running back. That's a good running back right there. Limiting that to just a 3-yard gain. That was well played by Stewart.
Stewart with the first start of his career tonight in place of the suspended Jackson Miller. Stewart had a career-high 8 tackles in the loss versus Pleasant Hill a year ago. Moberly followed that up with 10 straight wins. A minute and a half played third quarter, 28-7 Spartans. Snap, Hand off to the left side. White twirls, but he is rejected right at the line of scrimmage again. Moberly starring up front. This time it's the first team all-conference linebacker, Landon Graves. So third down and five, Mexico at its 40-yard line. And White a bit hindered as he departs the field. Isaiah Reams, the freshman, comes in. Yes, he was.
Thank you.
A state long jump champion. And his head coach, Steve Haig, also thinks he could garner some cornerback interest at the next level. Third and five for the Bulldogs. Prince under center. Snap. Handoff. Up the middle. Reams denied from go.
He had a hard hit by Stewart. Yeah. He has come out of the locker room and laying some licks. He even came away with the football, but the play had already been blown dead.
And really generous forward progress out to the 43-yard line. So what does the former Mizzou offensive lineman Steve Haig go for here? Down 28-7, 2:45 played in the third quarter. Fourth down and two, Mexico to go. Prince now gets out from under center. And Tyler Talley back to his position as wingback. And Prince steps back for a punt. His fifth attempt of the year. It spirals, bounces at the 25, hops to the 23. Lowry picks up, hurries left to right, upended at the 22-yard line. Phenomenal pursuit out of the Mexico special team. Isaiah Reams, the freshman, among the tacklers and on the play. 8:53, third quarter, 28-7, Moberly. The Spartans currently the top seed in the district. Mexico the 4 seed. The two teams share a district this season with Moberly's drop to Class 3. They spot the 26-yard line for Moberly. Football at the far hatch. Kinder in as the deep back. Stone King out of the gun. Flashes the hand. Snap, handoff up the middle. Kinder shakes far side. Has the 30 and 35 out of bounds. Far sideline carrying defenders. Squirts all the way to the 40-yard line for a 14-yard gain and a Moberly first down.
It's just like trying to wrap up a barrel. you ever tried to tackle a barrel? Rumbling.
A young bull at 6'2", 225 pounds. He had six carries for 46 yards a week ago. And the amplified role tonight with no Chance Richards, a first-team all-conference running back. First and 10, Moberly at the 40. Motion left to right with Davis. Snap, handoff is an end around to the near side. Walter, 40, hurries 45, 50, stiff arm, breaks a tackle, 45, bobbles the football out of bounds at the 43-yard line of Mexico. A 17-yard gain for the senior. And that brings him over 500 rushing yards on the season. He had a career-high 10 carries, 135 yards, and two touchdowns a week ago in the loss versus Kirksville.
Ashawn White hobbled. I give him time to get off the field, but Mexico, again, doing too much looking in the backfield. Boy, the Spartans brought all sorts of fakes that time. Motion going one way, carry out a fake another way. Brought Walters with a pulling guard. Tyler Nickerson got the big kickout block that time to allow Walters to cut off his hip up the alley for, what, 18 yards, it looked like?
Yes, sir. 8:29, third quarter, 28-7, Moberly. First and 10 at the Mexico 42-yard line. Shotgun snap. Stone King rolls to the right. Fires far side. Cut. 8-yard gain on the far side of the field. Will Smothers with the reception for the Moberly Spartans. That is just his second catch in the last six games. And that gets him to 100 yards receiving on the season. Jayshon White, the lone returning starter in the secondary, out for that play. And he is a 3-year starter at DB. Second down and two, Moberly on the far hash. Lowry, the near side receiver, already a 20-yard receiving touchdown tonight. Motion right to left. Snap, handoff up the middle. Kinder, first down, pulls the pile inside the 30-yard line of Mexico.
And that right there is a gut shot, man. That's coming right at you. Pull steam. That's keeping the defense honest. This offensive line is having a good night for Moberly. I mean, they are opening some holes. Clock running, 7:32 left third.
5 senior starters for Moberly up front. 3 returning starters. Snap. It's Kinder again this time. Jumps it out right side. Breaks 1 tackle. Fights for 3 yards. 7:15, third quarter. 28-7 Moberly. Well on its way to the top seed in the district. Southern Boone second at 6-2. They play a 6-win Booneville team tonight. Winfield is third at 6-2, and it plays 7-1 at Lift for Life Academy Charter. So this was a must-win for Moberly to accomplish the top seed and 3 home games at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. A year ago, that also resulted in a home game in the state quarterfinal against Platte County. Second down and 6, Moberly at the Mexico 26-yard line. Motion again. Handoff is to the near side. Lowry breaks 1 tackle, stiff arm, 25, accelerates 20, and spins to the 16-yard line with an 8-yard gain. And that is a Moberly of first down. 6.5 to play third quarter, 28-7 Spartans.
And I'll go back to an earlier comment, poor tackling. I mean, that's right in front of the Bulldog bench. That's going to show up in film session. 2 guys have a shot at Cameron Lowry and couldn't bring him down in the open field. He's able to break out of and use a stiff arm to avoid tacklers for an 8-yard gain.
The Bulldogs, previously a 3-5 or 3-3 stack defense, had to go to an even man front this year. It's Walter to the right side. Hustles 15, 10, and upended far side. An 8-yard gain, but a touchdown-saving tackle that time.
That was a better tackle, but just too much space. We're seeing Stone King on these fakes. He totally turns his back to the defense. So the ball's totally hidden from the defense. There's no penetration. So who's got the football? Well, it's Walters that time, sweeping to the far side.
Second down and 2 for Moberly. 11 yards per carry this year for Curtis Walter. Shannon, the near side receiver. Stone King out of the gun. Second and 2 at the 5. It's Kinder up the middle, jukes a man, walks in for a Moberly touchdown. The first of the sophomore's career. 34-7 Spartans of 5:24 to play third quarter.
A gaping hole in the middle for Kinder to run through.
And Hayden Hopper on for the extra point. He's a perfect 4-for-4 today. Made his first career field goal a week ago from 24 yards out in the loss versus Kirksville. High snap off the right hand as Stone King. Mexico recovers, play dead. 34-7 Moberly, 5:24 third quarter on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home.
It means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you, so together, we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So the added role for Jared Kinder with the injury to Chance Richards, a first-team all-conference running back, and it results in the sophomore's first career touchdown. 34-7 Spartans, 5:24 to play third quarter. Steve Haig won his first 4 matchups against the rival Spartans, but Moberly well on its way to a second straight victory against rival Mexico. It's White near side, 20, and bruises to the 22-yard line. Not much doing in the return game for Mexico tonight.
Tackle by Jacob Alshire. Spartan special teams has been good on the kick coverage units. They've got some explosiveness on the back end there for the Bulldogs and sound tackling by the Spartans. Boy, Jared Kinder just getting some valuable extra reps here tonight. You didn't want Chance to miss a game, but boy, Jared has played well. And now if you get Chance back healthy, just adds another tool to the toolbox you can take into the postseason.
Snell in at near side defensive end. Snap. Handoff to the near side, bottled up as down goes the freshman Michael White after a carry of 3 yards. Cameron Lowry, Cameron Price in on that tackle. Price also another guy only getting healthier as this season goes, as he had that terrible illness earlier in the year, missed the first game of the season. They feared he'd miss the first several. It bit them all throughout the preseason. 4:50 third quarter. Second and six. Prince leaves the center. David Williams checks to the near side, looks far, adjusts the mouthpiece. Bulldogs red. Takes the snap. Hand off to the left side. White shakes into open space. 35, wrestled to the 40-yard line. A 13-yard run as White again is slow to get up. He is having a tough evening. But able to leave under his own power.
I almost wonder if he's had something nagging coming into this game. You know, because it was right from the start. He's just really trying to gut it out.
White is senior, three-year starter. Snap. Option. Prince up the middle, twisted down right at the line. Andrew Huff. I asked Cody McDowell pregame about Andrew Huff. What's made him so special? He just said nonstop motor, smart football player. Missed all of last year with a knee injury, but has been, despite not being on the initial two deep, a factor all throughout the season.
Zach Snell in there at a defensive end spot, getting some reps with Kinder getting the workload on offense. He sits out this series.
Handoff to the near side. Nichols pulls 50, extends to the 48-yard line of Moberly. What a run for a Bulldogs first down.
Except it's coming back. Holding call as Cameron Price was held by Tristan Dunlap. So another constantly holding penalty. That's six penalties, 45 yards for Mexico.
With 3:34 to play, third quarter, and a 34-7 Moberly lead. The Spartans well on their way to snapping a two-game losing streak after five straight victories.
Well, you see the value of that late score in the first half. You've talked about it before, the Belichick way with the New England. But for the Spartans to get that long kick return before halftime, to punch it in, get the ball, punch it in, and they rip off 20 unanswered points.
Snap. Handoff far side. Reams, the freshman, can't break a tackle down to the 36-yard line of Mexico to bring up third down and long. And Mexico had it in their cards. Moberly turns it over. Mexico scores the touchdown. You try to go squib kick to keep the ball out of Curtis Walters' hands. Instead, you kick it to another back who takes it all the way near your red zone. A couple of plays later, you're in the end zone.
14-7 to 34-7.
20 unanswered for the Spartans. 2:52 third quarter. Third down and 13 for Mexico. Prince under center. Snap. Play fake. Rolls to the near side. Pressured. Heaves for White. Jump ball intercepted. Lowry 40. 45, 50, Gallup's 45, tripped up at the 44-yard line of Mexico. Cameron Lowry, the all-conference cornerback with his third interception of the season and the 10th of his career. 5'5", no problem, as good as any defensive back in the conference.
Well, and again, they tried to isolate Jayshon White, who is a lanky 6'2", 6'3", should have been in their favor. But Lowry just made the better play on the football. It was a little bit underthrown, and he got inside there, made the leaping grab, and took off.
His head coach calls him a little firecracker, a three-year starter. First-team All-Conference a year ago, second-team All-Conference as a sophomore. And he struggled last week, but a big bounce back this week. Motion left to right, Davis. Shotgun snap. Hand off to the near side, Walter, 40. Squirts near side, 35. Great balance to the 32 and ridden out of bounds for a 13-yard gain for the Moberly Spartans. And a first down. 2:26 to play, third quarter, 34-7 Moberly.
Again, tackling not good on the Mexico. How many broken tackles there by Curtis
Three,
Walter?
Four.
And I want to compliment Curtis Walter just on the heels of last week. Bit of a late hit out of bounds on the boundary. I thought it was good, no call. But you know, if your emotions are high, you can react to it. Walter gives the football to the official and goes back to the huddle. That's the way you play it.
What a year he has had. Moberly on the Mexico 30. Snap. It's Dunking up the middle. 25. Shimmies 22. Pulled back to the 25. But the forward progress good for 8 yards and a second and two upcoming. It is Walter that has given Moberly this 1-2-3 punch in the Spartans' backfield. As his head coach just said, he matured immensely off the field, reaping the rewards on the field. Three kick return touchdowns, six rushing touchdowns, and tonight eclipsed 500 rushing yards on the season. Inside 2 minutes, third quarter, 34-7 Moberly, en route to a top seed in the district. A reigning quarterfinalist, second and two Moberly at the 22 of Mexico. Both teams 5-3 overall, flag flies. Both teams 2-2 in conference. And you don't want to go from 6-0 in conference to a sub-500 NCMC record.
No.
So much on the line tonight as the flag comes in. So 2nd and 7 upcoming. But again, it was the question with the unsportsmanlikes last week, the ejection, the extra running in practice. This week, the back-to-back losses, playing a rival on the road. All the questions that came into this one, the injuries, four starters down on defense, playing this flex bone triple option. But what a response it's been for Moberly and Cody McDowell's team.
Excellent. I salute the coaching staff, and I salute the players, too, because you go two ways. You could say, that's enough. Let's just wrap it up. But you can take your punishment, move on. Players really responded.
Hand off to the near side. Graves spins from one tackle, but gobbled up at the 28-yard line. A loss of a couple. That was good rallying to the football out of this young Mexico defense. And again, they lost Therese Aaron, a two-time All-Stater. Cameron Holman, 145 tackles a year ago. He's in the rotation at Lindenwood in the defensive backfield. And Jonathan Grubb.
He was their middle linebacker.
Two-time first-team All-Conference. That's the son of defensive coordinator Kenny Grubb.
You don't have too many quarterback middle linebacker combinations, but that's what he did for this team.
Let's put it this way. Jonathan Grubb was number 42 playing quarterback for Mexico last year. And 42 seconds to play third quarter. 34-7 Moberly. Third down and 8 at the Mexico 28. Play fake. Stone King pressured. Pops it to the far side. Caught. Graves fumbled the football. Loose on the far side. Mexico hops on it at its 30-yard line. Graves caught that one, spun, met by a couple of defenders. I'm not sure he ever really had that football cleanly, but it's ruled a fumble and a Mexico recovery on the far side numbers.
You're probably right on that. It was punch free. I think it was a nice play on the football by one of the Bulldogs, but yeah, he didn't quite get it secured, tucked away to where he could turn and run before the Bulldogs got in and knocked it away. So Bulldogs needed that one. 27 seconds left in the third, down 34-7. Try to turn this thing up the field, get some points on the board. Second turnover from Moberly.
After it won the turnover battle 5-0 last year in this rivalry. Snap, Prince, short drop, looks near. Fires caught Mahaney, already has one touchdown. This time ricochets to the 37-yard line for a 7-yard gain. 18 seconds, third quarter, 34-7 Moberly.
Lowry on the tackle, and also we would mention Ethan Vandal playing some linebacker now for the Spartans, and he was in on that stop.
Mahaney now 3 touchdowns on the year. He gained 15 pounds in the offseason. Has overcome a few nagging injuries to become a much-improved player, says head coach Steve Hay. 34-7, Moberly leads after 3. It's 2nd and 3 for Mexico on the other side on Quicksend, CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Start of the fourth quarter, 34-7 Spartans at Mexico High School. Two rivals, 5-3 and 2-2 in conference and sharing a district this year. Moberly well on its way to the top seed. Meanwhile, Mexico in danger at that number 4 spot would have the 13-plus point loss if the score were to stay as is, but does have the head-to-head with Centralia, its Highway 22 rival. Prince pump fakes, escapes the tackle, runs far side, first down, pinballs to the 45-yard line. An 8-yard run and a Mexico first down. Ty Prince, the sophomore, has impressed Brad tonight.
Yeah, he's done all right. He's throwing the football 8 of 11. For 65 yards and a touchdown, is throwing an interception. Run for 20 yards. But, yeah, that victory over Centralia, the whole difference maker. They can breathe easy because nobody's going to pay. If Centralia passes them, they're still going to leap them on the head-to-head.
Centralia in front of Macon tonight at last check at the half. Screen toss to the near side. Tally bobbles. Still no signal. He picks it up and is shoved back at the 48-yard line. That ruled a live football. Tally Wise to pick it up and somehow gain a couple on it. Screen toss to the near side. Those glorified runs out of this triple option offense.
Throws it behind the line.
So give Tally a running play on that.
Yep. 8 carries, 55 yards. He leads the Bulldogs in rushing.
It's been a quiet night for Dylan Nichols. He had 8 carries for 31 yards in the first half. He's got 5 100-yard games this season. A state champion wrestler. Option to the far side. Prince keeps 50, cuts 45, and has a first down on the far side. Numbers at the 43-yard line. 11:06 to play in the ball game. 34-7, Moberly's lead in week 9 of the regular season. Steve Haig brought up the point in the pregame. These two teams, Moberly and Mexico, played in Week 9 and Week 10 in 2015. Both wins for Mexico. They could, in theory, play Centralia, Southern Boone, and Moberly, three teams they've already played in districts. Prince under the center. The sophomore takes the snap. Hands off up the middle, but it's rejected right from go. Moberly's defensive front has just been remarkable tonight.
Got a flag all the way over on the Spartan sideline as well. Yeah, there's a very good chance that these two teams could meet in the district semifinals at Moberly. The Spartans, assuming nothing crazy happens, false start on the Bulldogs, will be hosting Mexico next Friday and would be the heavy favorite in a game that they dominated in the regular season.
35-14, the score of that one was.
Mexico could beat Centralia again. I think that Centralia team's playing some pretty good football right now. So no slam dunk there, but they would host Centralia again. If Mexico could get by that, then week two of districts in 2 weeks, these two teams would play again.
10-20, fourth quarter, 34-7, Moberly. First and 15, Mexico at midfield. Option to the near side. Prince keeps. Shoots 40, plows to the 37-yard line at Moberly. What a run from the sophomore. 10 yards, overcomes the penalty. And as a 30-year witness to this rivalry, Brad, you know Mexico's not a team Moberly wants to play a second time. As much as they've dominated tonight, let's not forget where this game was in the first half at 14-7.
No question about it. But let's also not forget who Moberly's not playing with tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's certainly encouraging the way you've handled the Bulldogs tonight and the way you have run the football against the Bulldogs. But, boy, Prince just throwing himself at the defense for tough yards there.
Tally motions left to right. It's Nichols on the pitch. The state champion wrestler has the 40 and lowers the shoulder to the 37-yard line, just a gain of a couple. Steve Haig says Nichols is a quiet, unassuming kid, but he comes alive on the field and on the mat. A champion at 138 pounds at Mizzou Arena as Mexico won its first ever team wrestling state title. 9:10 to play, fourth quarter, 34-7. Moberly, third down and 3 for the Bulldogs at the Moberly 37-yard line. Right to left, far hashes on senior night. Snap. Give is to the near side. White twirls for a first down and angles to the 32-yard line of Moberly. A 6-yard run. His final game and slow to get up again.
Bulldogs not really worried about the score at this point. They're trying to get this running game in some kind of rhythm. I mean, they're chewing up a lot of clock, but Steve Haig wants to see these linemen fire off, get this running game going a little bit. They're picking up first downs, punch this thing into the end zone.
First down and 10, Mexico. Football at the far hatch. Prince under the center. The first-year starter takes the snap. Late pitch to the near side. It's Reams who bounces outside but upended to Sean Davis, the senior cornerback on the tackle. Pardon? 8:15 to play, 34-7 Moberly.
Nichols held in check, 12 carries, 41 yards tonight.
Nichols coming off a 19 carry for 100-yard and 2-touchdown performance against Fulton. Second and 10, snap, Play fake. Prince, short drop. Now rolls far. Sidearms in. Traffic caught. Mahaney stutters at the 16-yard line, tackled by a couple of Spartans in the secondary. But that's a first down on a 17-yard gain in his third reception of the night. Stone King in the coverage. 7:48 fourth quarter, 34-7 Moberly.
Prince is scrappy, isn't he? I mean, this kid not worried about the scoreboard. He's battling.
Just a sophomore. Under the center. Hand off to the far side. Tally wrestled down in the backfield. Nick Long, the center, getting some rare defensive work tonight with the injury to four Spartan starters. Always good to know you got another option if need be, if you play that Southern Boone attack from Trent Tracy in districts.
That's got to be a lot of fun for Nick, too, man. He's over the football.
He did have that tackle on the punt team at Hannibal.
Yep. Get to go deliver a little punishment on your own.
Second and 12, snap. Screen pass, far side, White. Far sideline, barrels for just a few yards. Moberly pretty well read tonight on those screen passes, really just glorified runs in this flex bone offense. 6:45, fourth quarter, 34-7 Moberly. Third down and 7, Mexico inside the red zone at the 15-yard line of Moberly. A Spartans team that allows 17.5 points per game after it allowed just 12.5 a year ago in a state quarterfinal run. Snap. Play fake. It's loose in the backfield. Knocked free. A scramble for it. Mexico jumped on it first.
I don't think they got it. Nope. I think Moberly.
Moberly takes it away late. Mexico had the first crack at it. And that was Camden Stewart.
I got wreaking havoc. I got Stewart on the hit, Eric. He's the one who jarred the ball free. He popped the ball free. I'm not sure who got the recovery, but it was Camden Stewart getting that first started linebacker tonight, and he forces a turnover.
Prince went into the play action pass. He passed or faked the pitch to the near side, then tried to roll to his right, and Stewart was right there. And that's not on the quarterback for losing that football. You can't be taking a shot before you've even really executed your fake and roll. 6:18, fourth quarter, 34-7, Moberly. Hand off to the left side. Walter dances middle and maneuvers for just a couple of yards. The entire Mexico defense in on that tackle. Middle of the fourth quarter, 34-7, Spartans. Football out to the 22-yard line of Moberly.
Number 47, Marshall.
It's got to be gratifying to Cody McDowell and this staff just to see a complete effort from the Spartans tonight. And really, that touchdown pass to Lowry before the first half was the kill shot. It's been all Moberly since.
It's the thing about games. We can get so hung up and the end of games and calls. Like I said, the call last week. But sometimes it's that end of the half. It's some segment in the game that's a real difference maker.
Graves up the middle, 35, 40, gallops 50, 45, dragged down from behind, lost the football on the way to the ground. It's loose at the 40-yard line of Mexico, but it is a Moberly football.
On the play, it is recovered by Moberly.
36.
Yep, a 36-yard run for the Moberly senior captain.
And he goes over 100 yards unofficially tonight as well on that carry.
Back-to-back weeks. Well, his career high is the district semifinal a year ago against Hannibal when he had 7 carries for 106 yards. He had 100 on the nose last week. So perhaps Landon Graves in for a career night.
As good as he played last year, he's doubled his touchdown production this year. He's gone from 5 to 10.
He had 2 tonight. Left side, it's Kinder. Hops 35, breaks tackles to the 33-yard line where he stood up. Inside 5 minutes, fourth quarter, 34-7, Moberly. Second down and 4 after a 6-yard run for Jarrett Kinder. Graves will be the 6th man in all likelihood. Maybe a rotational starter for Cord Hagedorn on the hoops floor.
Cord hopes he runs the fast break like he hit that hole, man. It was blast off.
Be a senior-heavy team for Moberly on the hardwood this year. 4:15, fourth quarter. 34-7, Spartans. Handoff left side. Walter curls it outside. twist for a first down, then clobber right at the line to gain the 31-yard line in the spot.
Dunlap.
They say that hit was good enough to make it third down in inches.
Marshall.
Been a clean game from Gary Anspaugh's crew tonight. Haven't really seen either coach dismayed.
Veteran official, Mr. Anspaugh.
Chris Ball, the linesman tonight. Rob Loof, the back judge.
Third
in inches. Stone King out of the gun. Kinder to his right. Snap. Handoff, Kinder. First down and more. Twist to the 25 and barrels to the 21-yard line. Again, struggles to tackle on the Mexico defense as Toby Short hobbles off for Moberly, who leads 34-7 with 3.5 to play. First and 10, Spartans left to right, far hashes. Moberly has eclipsed its season average of 32.6 points per game. An offense that averages 307 yards per night. Snap. Up the middle again. Kinder shoots through one hole, has five, and carries a couple of defenders for 7 or 8. That brings up second down and short from Overly.
And no style points with Kinder running, is it? This isn't gymnastics. It's just physical.
You coined him. I think it should be his nickname, the Baby Bull, I think you called him earlier this season against Osage.
Oh, man, that guy's hard to bring down.
His brother, older brother, part of that 2007 MCMC championship team and quarterfinalist. And he was part of one a year ago as a deep reserve as a freshman. Bigger role tonight, though, and this season. It's Walter near side. 15, accelerates 10. Jukes inside to the 8 and spotted at the 5-yard line. Walter with a first down run makes it first and goal with 2:18 to go. 34-7, Spartans. Cody McDowell said he likes that there's no dancing with Kinder. It is just straight ahead.
Well, and there's never one person. Have you ever seen one person tackle him? You got to have two at least.
Having
three,
that
four.
Five senior offensive line beef doesn't hurt the cause for the Spartans. Stone King out of the gun. Walter the deep back. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Kinder this time, though, it's denied. That was a click of the pads you could hear from the booth.
It was denied, but it should have been a 3-yard loss as Maverick Sadler hit him flush in the backfield and he just rolled off of it. Either got to the line of scrimmage or maybe actually picked up a yard.
Sadler missed the first 4 games coming off of knee surgery. But he's a veteran on both sides of the football for the Bulldogs.
They're just melting this clock.
Minute and a half to play fourth quarter. 34-7 Spartans, second and goal at the Mexico 5. As the Spartans have spoiled senior night at Mexico High School. And with it, Moberly will be the top seed in the district. Stone King out of the gun. Shannon the far side receiver. Snap. Up the middle, it's Walter. Squirts. Middle breaks. One tackle. Fights near the goal line, but short. So third and goal from the 2 upcoming. Inside a minute to play fourth quarter. 34-7 Moberly, a third and goal. Will Moberly punch this in or just call it a day?
How about these totals, Eric? Graves, 104 on the ground. Walter, 70 yards. Stone King, 127. And Kinder, 56.
That's balance. 3 100-yard rushers a week ago.
They averaged 17 yards a play in the first half, and I don't think that average has gone down much in the second half.
Moberly goes into victory formation and
sportsmanship.
Outstanding sportsmanship out of the Spartans, especially after a rough week a week ago.
What a fitting exclamation point for the week. When we ended, all week long, we preached sportsmanship, and the exclamation point, the cherry on top of a 34-7 victory is a kneel down where you could have went in and scored a touchdown.
34-7 Moberly, the Spartans are the top seed in the district, following a state quarterfinal season a year ago. So Moberly has home field advantage throughout in Class 3, District 4, and very well may meet Mexico again in the district semifinals. 34-7. Moberly takes it on Mexico Senior Night in an NCMC rivalry.
Well, it's a great bounce-back win for the Spartans this week, and a real tip of the cap to the coaching staff for, one, being firm with their team after last week, two, working them very hard, and then three, the credit goes to the players for not backing down but stepping up and producing a real solid effort on the road tonight. I've got him for 367 on the ground. How about that?
Which is, in a way, almost more impressive than it even sounds. And it sounds pretty darn impressive, but just, again, the lack of plates. We will hear from Cody McDowell, hopefully live. If not, we'll play it over on recording, but hopefully we can get the head man up here. It's still just 8:49, so that one zoomed by when you've got all that running. But, yeah, we will hear from the head man, Cody McDowell, as his Spartans will be the top seed in Class 3, District 4. We've got plenty of work to do still. We've got to award our player of the game, and that's why we're thankful to have such a good stat keeper in Mr. Brad Boyer. We might have some decisions to make. We'll let you run down and yeah, I was going to say, I had a feeling you'd want to award the offensive line 367, and heck, they're all seniors too, so it's not a cheesy honoring of the offensive line by any stretch of the imagination. And there you go. Five players. That's diversity on the sponsorship front, and we'll read them all five off to you. How about that? The outstanding player of the game, players, plural, is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Cameron Price, the left tackle, him and Cameron Newcomb. Newcomb's battled some injuries. They're both seniors. Damon Huff is the left guard. Nick Long is the center. Tyler Nickerson is the right guard, and Tyler Webb is the right tackle, a returning first-team all-conference performer on the right side of that Moberly offensive line. 34-7, Moberly takes it. Brad is headed down. We'll keep it here for a bit, see if he either brings up Cody McDowell physically or brings up the audio, one way or the other. We'll get that figured out. Centralia led Macon 14-13 at the half. That game could have some district implications as Mexico, again, if it's back-to-back with Centralia, it would stay in front regardless because of the head-to-head. Some more sponsors to thank: Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College, and Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. We'll step aside. We'll have more coverage of Moberly football in just a moment on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org. It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twists, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
We are back on Quicksend Central, MoInfo.com. Cody McDowell working his way up to the booth here at Mexico High School. So we will have the head man online as Moberly moves to 6-3 on the season. And will be the top seed in Class 3, District 4. As Cody McDowell, kind enough to join us post-game, as we'll let him plop on that headset, is his Spartans with an unofficial 367 rushing yards tonight. And he'll be happy to know that his position group, the entirety of it, because of that crazy 367, all five offensive linemen named the player of the game here at Mexico High School. Coach McDowell, thanks for coming up. Congratulations on securing the top seed in the district. How pleased were you with the response of your boys tonight?
Good, very proud. Obviously, we've been hammering it for a while, and they did. They answered the challenge. A lot of good performances, good overall team win by our guys.
What did you see out of your running game?
What I wanted to see, just downhill, physical. Good job by the guys up front, just getting off the ball and creating some holes and adjusting to some different stuff that they were throwing at us. And, you know, that's what we wanted.
Cody McDowell with us post-game. I have to ask you, because Brad Wisely brought up the point, how fitting of a cool kind of ending it was there. Was it there to be able to have victory formation, show that good sportsmanship there on the last sequence near the goal line?
It's fine. I mean, yeah, we don't need to score there. I mean, we did what we had to do and took care of business, and victory is my favorite play. Our guys always want to run it, so there, you know, we got the chance, and that usually means you're in pretty good shape. So I was proud of our guys for obviously eating that rest of that clock up and taking care of that fourth quarter and just kind of staying focused. So, I mean, that's kind of what you want to do is run victory at the end of the game.
34-7, Moberly's victory at Mexico. Dom struggled a bit the last couple of weeks. What impressed you with his 68-yard touchdown run in the pass to Lowry before the half?
He read it real well. Obviously, if he gets in space, he's like the rest of our backs. He's got big play capability. And then the touchdown pass, you know, he read it well, made a good read. Was just proud of him because he came back after a mistake earlier. And that's kind of, you know, what we preach. You know, got to respond when things go wrong. You got to play the next play and play the next play. And that's what he did. He's learning. He's growing up too. That's what he did. So, I mean, I'm proud of him.
Defensively, down your top tackler, down a first-team all-conference defensive end, down Jared Heron, who was your second leading tackler at the time of injury, and Melvin Edwards in his 11 tackles for loss. What can you say about the defensive effort out of the Moberly Spartans tonight?
Well, I love all those guys that are hurt. You know, I love them all. But it's not about them tonight. It was about guys that stepped up, and that's what we preached. It's next man up. And we got a lot of kids on this team that can play. And we got guys that are in positions because of how good they are. You know, maybe they're a backup because they're how good they are. And maybe they provide the best value for our depth, you know, of our depth on the team. And it's about the guys that stepped up tonight as much as it's about the guys that aren't there. And that's what I'm proud of. Those guys answered the challenge. They stepped up and made plays. They made a few mistakes. But that what they do offensively is tough. It's tough to replicate and practice. And at in the end of the day, they gave up 7 points and got us the ball and just played real well for four quarters.
So highlighting a few of those guys then, tell us a little bit about what impressed you from Camden Stewart tonight at the linebacker position.
His physicality. I like the way he played downhill and played physical. And you could hear him hitting out there, and that was good to see. A kid that's down the right way, you know, for as long as I've known him. And it was good for him to get his opportunity out there, and he stepped up. You know, and he's played a lot of special teams, and he's a good player. And he's accepted his role very unselfishly. So I'm proud of him for that, and it's great to see him shine.
Cody McDowell with us post-game. It's a new season. What are a few things you would like to clean up after tonight's victory now that you got the postseason coming up?
We got to value the ball, obviously. You know, you can't turn the ball over. And then, you know, the last few weeks we've obviously we've got to hone in on the penalties. We didn't have as many tonight, and we kind of preached that. We were a lot cleaner to where we didn't put ourselves in bad situations, to where we were behind the sticks and leaving us with bad field positions. So it's little things. I don't care what week it is. It's just kind of staying, not making it too big, not making it about districts, just making it about the next game. We get one more for sure, and that's it. That's all we're guaranteed. And our kids got to understand that. They prepared well this week. We had a lot to prepare for, and I was proud of them for how they prepared. So we got to enjoy this one, and we got to dial back in for next week.
And how nice is it to secure home field advantage for that one?
I like the one seed. I like the one seed better than any other seed. One seed is a good number.
Cody McDowell, the head coach of the Mobile East Spartans, the reigning state quarterfinalist. We appreciate your time post game, and congratulations on the win here at Mexico. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, man. Go Spartans.
That is Cody McDowell, the Moberly head football coach. We'll step aside, wrap it all up next here at Mexico.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District Number 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District Number 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system, up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today, or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts of Mexico, a full-service parts provider, has been the place to go for people in and around Audrain County for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts has you covered for anything from oil changes, airbags, shocks, engine work, ABS brakes and drums, to even trailer problems. You can depend on Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts in Mexico, as others have, for over 20 years. Mid-Missouri Truck and Trailer Parts is a proud supporter of the Mexico Bulldogs.
Big thanks to Mark Carter, our man on the board tonight, as the Moberly Spartan secure the top seed in the district. The broadcast has been brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, TNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, Controlled Air Heating and Cooling, Calvert's Auto, and Body Subway with two locations, all of Moberly, Minmo Truck and Trailer Parts, Mexico Public Schools, Number 59, both of Mexico, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Thank you again to Mark Carter. As the Moberly Spartans defeat the Mexico Bulldogs 34-7, take home the top seed in Class 3, District 4, and stay tuned for the entirety of the post-game schedule. We'll learn a lot more in a couple hours come the conclusion of tonight's ball game. You're listening to Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com. I'm Eric Duick, signing off from Mexico High School.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their